You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. Vic Carucci, Nathan Nate Dog Zagura, Megan Rock, the whole team, Dave DiNatale, all of us together here to bring you Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And during that break, Dino, you said you wanted to pose a question for us to answer on this, or give us a quote or
read a quote. Yeah,
some fascinating thing.
I want to get it out there for the two of you guys because people are posting it on Twitter. But about an hour and a half, about an hour ago, on 97.1, the Fan down in Columbus, this quote came over the airways. I have not had discussion with Cleveland, but it doesn't mean I don't have interest in the NFL. When asked what's next, I think it's going to be an interesting next few weeks. That, of course, is Jim Tressel. Now, the Browns did a great job Friday of shooting down any reports that there was an interview planned. I'm just asking the two of you, with where this thing is going right now, do you see any possibility, because it's been asked, that a Jim Tressel interview could happen?
I mean, I'd see a possibility that an interview could happen. I don't know that it would be likely. Now, if there could be some type of a Jim Tressel, Jim Caldwell package type of a deal to Cleveland, perhaps that would be interesting. And I think if Jim Tressel or Jim Caldwell were to coach, I think that they would end up on the same staff together. But I'm not sure if they were that quick to shoot that. I'm not sure that that's on the radar screen right now.
Yeah, I think
PR-wise, it'd be great.
Right. I think they were so emphatic as an organization, and I heard this from others, not just, you know, what happened in the media. I mean, just from inside the building, that, you know, Jim Tressel, and it was right around the same time that Bob Stoops' name came up in potential candidates from the collegiate ranks. So they were both summarily shot down. I have a high regard for Jim Tressel. I don't know what kind of a leader of an NFL team he would be, but he sure as hell is a great leader of a collegiate team. The PR element of that, I think, is what people mostly romanticize with it. I think that's what has most people sort of fawning over the idea that he'd be the right guy, because the great fit of what he's been and what he's meant to the Ohio State program, to the entire state of Ohio, and to the crossover of Browns and Buckeye fans, and the feeling that, hey, what's so great about this search so far that in terms of names, in terms of anything that gets people excited from a PR standpoint, why not go this route and you win the PR game? But once again, that is not what the approach is all about with regard to the Browns. Their feeling is this guy, in their opinion, and it's the only opinion that matters, is Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner's collective opinion on who should run the Browns football team. Those are the only ones. The rest of us, the fan base and others, as much as you implore them to do a certain thing or you want them to do a certain thing in radio shows and social media and so forth, it doesn't matter. Does the guy fit from a football standpoint? I have no sense. Just the fact that it was so dismissed so emphatically and quickly tells me they don't believe that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, we've got some more phone calls coming in, 216-578-0850. As we wrap things up, headed to the top of the hour here on a Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mike on his cell phone, welcome to the show.
Thank you very, very much. The thing that really embarrasses me more than anything, being a Browns fan since 1964, live and die with my Brownies, is that the embarrassment in the national media as an NFL team, and to hear people on ESPN like Craig Morrison and some of the others, I'm sorry, I have a really bad cold, making the statement the Browns are in a toxic situation. The Browns can't find anybody to come and coach for them. The team is in turmoil. It's so embarrassing. We were really hoping that there would be some relevance, that the team would come back with some relevance and some respect. And I think if they would hire Wisenhunt, who was my choice last year before Chud, that there would be a level of credibility that would come back. There would be a level of accountability. There would be a level of leadership. And I disagree with us in Detroit. I think our situation is more attractive to him, I would think, than Detroit, where Detroit has a lot of things in place, where here he can put it together himself. If Banner would allow him to, with Banner's big ego, allow him to be part of picking that quarterback, allow him to pick his offensive philosophy and the coaches that he wants and the run team that needs to be. And I'll hang up and listen. Love your program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There aren't any small egos in the NFL. I don't know that that matters, by the way, to say a person, you referenced Joe Banner, to say a person running the football team has a big ego as part of this thing. Trust me, I've seen even bigger egos in the league. I've been around them, worked with them, been around this a long time, and I can tell you that the coaches and GMs and owners are not lacking in that department. And again, I don't think it's relevant to the point of doing the right thing. You can have a big ego and still make the right pick or the wrong pick, depending on what that is. To your other point, they're climbing a huge mountain, Nathan. They're climbing a huge mountain where credibility and all that is lacking in that area is confronting this football team, but everybody knows it. That is not new to the Browns, unfortunately.
No, it's not. It's something, again, this situation, these discussions, this perception of this franchise will be cured by one thing and one thing only. Not by a certain human being. It's not by this quarterback, that, whatever. It is cured by one thing, and that one thing is winning. That is it. That is the only thing that is going to erase the feelings that permeate, obviously, this fan base right now and permeate the national media as it relates to the Cleveland Browns. That's it.
Yep. Much more coming up. Your calls and your tweets. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850 WKNR.